from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us live, Dave Leventhal, Washington Insider, face-off in Philly tonight. Dave, first presidential debate since June 27th between Biden and Trump, which led to Biden withdrawing and Kamala Harris jumping in as the nominee. The ground rule is pretty much the same as the last one, right?
Yeah, they are. And I think the biggest thing that people are going to see immediately is the lack of a hot mic, meaning that when one candidate is speaking, when Donald Trump is speaking, Kamala Harris is not going to be able to interrupt. And when Kamala Harris is speaking, Donald Trump will not be able to interrupt. So that will be a major departure from what we saw, for example, in 2020 when Joe Biden and Donald Trump were debating in the general election. And if you recall that first debate that Biden and Trump had, they were constantly interrupting each other and talking over each other. And many people, regardless of who you were supporting, left that debate thinking, I don't know if I learned anything except that the two candidates are really good at shouting at one another. This is going to be a major, major change from that and be more akin to what we saw back in June, which, of course, was disastrous for Joe Biden. And Donald Trump oftentimes was just happy to let Joe Biden kind of debate himself and not be unable to finish his sentences and whatnot. We'll obviously probably have a very different outcome with Kamala Harris up on the stage, but it will be a very different tone and tenor as a result of just that one technological change.
What does a winning performance look like for Donald Trump? What does a winning performance look like for Kamala Harris?
Well, one thing, you know, I think we need to look at immediately is if Donald Trump is there to debate Kamala Harris or there to kind of debate the political ghost of Joe Biden. Donald Trump is going to be very, very keen on trying to tie Kamala Harris to the Harris-Biden administration. And anytime Kamala Harris splits from Joe Biden, Donald Trump is going to probably ask her, well, wait, why didn't you do more in the last 3 years? If you disagreed with the president, you're the vice president. You certainly had an opportunity to change policies on anything from immigration to the war between Israel and Hamas and the economy and anything else. So expect that Donald Trump is going to do that. But when she also stands on Joe Biden's record and her record with the Biden-Harris administration, he's going to slam her for what he sees are failed policies and what he's been saying basically all along with Joe Biden, he's going to apply to Kamala Harris. For Kamala Harris, though, she definitely has an opportunity to do something which she hasn't done a lot of so far during her less than 2 months as a presidential candidate, which is show that, number one, she is presidential in a non-scripted format. She has an opportunity to put some meat on the bone, so to speak, when it comes to policy positions that she would advocate for as president. And she definitely has an opportunity to kind of play to her strengths. She is much more popular than Donald Trump on several issues when you look at the polls, abortion and health care being two of them, and also to expect that she's going to make a major, major case for, and you kind of put them in the same basket, lawfulness, democracy, a lack of chaos, all things that she is going to say Donald Trump represents and embodies and that she would change in a major way.
The other X factor, I think, is which Trump will be on the stage, the one that appears presidential, or will he be on the attack?
Absolutely, Susan. You can expect that he's going to be Donald Trump and be very much on the attack for better or for worse. But that can be a good thing for him and definitely play to his base, shore up his support with his supporters. But also, too, it can backfire in a major way. And I think we saw this when he did an interview with three black female journalists several weeks ago, and in a situation that ended up being quite damaging to him by most measures, when he questioned whether Kamala Harris herself was black or whether she was becoming black during this election, something that really had a lot of people scratching their heads, if not outrightly offended. So how he's going to actually react in a mano a mano situation with Kamala Harris, the first time that he'll have this opportunity to do so, is a huge question. And if he gets very defensive, if he gets very angry, that, again, may be something that plays to a certain part of the electorate, but probably not a large one, and definitely not one, in all likelihood, that is going to be the part of the electorate he needs the most, which are those undecided voters or those swing voters or those low propensity to vote voters that he's going to need in any of seven swing states in order to win this election, ranging from North Carolina and Georgia to Nevada and Arizona and definitely Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin. These are going to be the states that ultimately determine the presidency in all likelihood. And if Donald Trump is losing voters there as opposed to gaining them with a debate performance that is subpar, then that is definitely going to hurt his overall chances and be to Kamala Harris's advantage.
And in those states, and you mentioned some issues that Harris seems to have the edge on nationally, abortion, health care, niceness, for sure. But amongst voters is the one big issue, the economy, still. And Dave, even for young voters who we see poll after poll aren't concerned about the Middle East, aren't concerned about all these things. They're concerned about if they're going to be able to buy a house to do things that their parents did.
Yeah, I'll be shocked if Donald Trump doesn't hammer the issues of everything from the price of gas to the price of eggs to the price of buying a house, the price of rent, pocketbook issues and issues that really hit people where oftentimes it hurts the most for them personally, which is in their bank account. And so he will absolutely, again, in one form or another, go after Kamala Harris on that issue, try to tie her to what he feels has been a failed Biden-Harris administration. You will hear Biden-Harris over and over and over again tonight. That is a strength of his, and she's going to have to come up with an answer for that. Of course, everyone loves to criticize the other presidential candidate, the other side, when things are going bad in the economy. I mean, there's the question of, well, can you ever really tag any president, regardless of party, on things that oftentimes are largely out of their individual control? This is not a dictatorship. This is not an autocracy. The economy is a capitalistic one. It works in its own ways. But put all of that aside for the purposes of the debate. Donald Trump is going to go after Harris in a major way on that front.
All right. It's a matter of hours now. Dave, thank you. We'll talk to you next week, if not before. That's Dave Leventhal, Washington Insider on WBEN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Noresides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.